Taiwan, an island located in the southeast of mainland China, is an island with an interesting history. It has been colonized a number of times, and there has been certain developments in recent days surrounding the island and its sovereignty. This afternoon, we chat to Aisha Fakudi, Junior Research Fellow at Africa-Asia Dialogues. Aisha, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Shukran for joining us. It's an absolute pleasure having you with us on the airways of Radio Islam.
Thank you for having me.
Is Taiwan on the brink of being colonized for the seventh time?
I think brink is a bit of a strong word. I do think that China, using their military might and military zeal, is pushing more so towards it. However, I do think Taiwan is steadfast. They have good leadership. They have the backing of the USA somewhat. And I don't think that they are going to go down into the good night quietly.
Yes. When we look at the history of this island, you know, why has it been such a sought-after island? When we look at the, you know, various dynasties and various empires that have laid claim and have colonized and invaded this island.
Taiwan is located towards the south of China. It's by the Taiwan Strait, and it is a somewhat of a gateway between China and the rest of Southeast Asia. So it's not located not too far from Japan, Korea, the Philippines. Attacks might be launched from there, defense mechanisms might be launched from there. And it's also not too far out of the way from Australia. If Taiwan's out of the way, China has the rest of the southern world.
What has been the most significant historical events in the recent past of this island?
So probably since its first colonization, it was first colonized by the Dutch, thereafter the Spanish, although not for too long. Then the Manchus, the Chinese Manchus, who also colonized China, quite similar to the way the British Empire colonized India. Thereafter it was colonized by Japan. And then it was given back to China after Japan lost World War II by the Allies. And thereafter, I think afterwards it got its independence. It just became a democracy not too long ago. They had their first female president also in 2016. I suppose that's about it.
Yes. Now, in recent years, Beijing has labeled Taiwan as a renegade province. Beijing asserts that there's only one China. The People's Republic of China declares itself to be the sole legitimate government of China based on the One China principle. So, you know, how do we make sense of that?
China's backing comes from the Manchu period. So historically, it has historical and somewhat ideological backings for it. So the Manchu period, as I said, the Manchus colonized China itself, same way that India was colonized by the British. So China believes that under that same rulership, Taiwan belongs to China. But China was a colony itself, so it doesn't necessarily, you know, it doesn't have ownership to Taiwan. Furthermore, the same, similar to Hong Kong's leadership, I would say, under the One China principle, it's basically that that Hong Kong has its own economy, it has its own social laws, its own political standing. However, it is still under China. So China kind of wants to put that towards Taiwan, but Taiwan is strongly against it, seeing as Hong Kong has had somewhat of restrictions placed upon it. Yes.
Since 1994, we see that China has launched a series of military exercises. Are all these exercises simply targeted at reclaiming the land, or is there anything more to it?
Although China would love to say that they're just, you know, testing their military devices, etc., I think it's more so for them to intimidate Taiwan. They can't necessarily put on a full-on attack. There are numerous environmental factors that are stopping China from fully invading Taiwan. However, showing their military might, showing their military zeal, it's kind of to put Taiwan in a position where they feel as if they have no other opportunity or no other standing but to yield to China's demands.
Yes. And, you know, what can Taiwan do? You know, will the escalating tension result in a war between China, Taiwan and the USA?
I think Taiwan is, right for now, are just standing their guard. They have purchased $1 billion worth of arms from the USA. The USA has not explicitly said that they would back Taiwan. However, a lot of their actions and their words indicate that they most likely would. I don't think it would be an all-out war, seeing as, you know, the international community, the international climate, I don't think it would be conducive to China's best interests if they were to invade Taiwan or go to war with China. Or go to war with China. However, things are very tense, so it might be in the foreseeable future. But it would mean a lot if they did go to war.
You made reference to Hong Kong. Now, when we look at Taiwan and we look at Hong Kong, you know, both having issues with motherland China, are there any similarities or differences?
I'm not too well versed with Hong Kong, but given the political state of Taiwan, I think that Hong Kong, quite similar to Taiwan, is somewhat of a smaller nation. They are a nation that is quite close proximity to mainland China. They are just both Taiwan and Hong Kong are part of the One China rhetoric. And I, from my own perspective, I think that's about it.
It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you, Aisha. It's, you know, we really appreciate your time, and the article that you've written is really well written. Congratulations on that, and shukran for availing yourself to chat.
Thank you for having me.
That was our guest chatting to us, Aisha Fakhoudi, a junior researcher fellow at Africa Asia Dialogues. She holds a Bachelor of Social Science from the University of Cape Town, South Africa. She majored in politics and governance, anthropology and sociology, chatting to us this afternoon about the issue of Taiwan. Now, as we've spoken about, you know, this is a really fascinating country. You know, it was formerly known as the Republic of China. It's an island located to the southeast of mainland China, separated by the Taiwan Straits. It's about the eighth the size of Poland, and it's home to 23 million people. It's also, in recent years, amid escalating global geopolitical tension, been subject to sometimes damaging political and military interests from Beijing. So we'll be watching out very closely for the for developments on this particular front. Taiwan has expressed sincere gratitude to Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison and his Defence Minister for their warnings against Beijing's racketing up military pressure against the self-ruled island. Peter Dutton used a significant speech on Friday to argue dark clouds were forming and the world should not repeat the mistakes of the 1930s, while arguing China was expanding its military at a rapid rate and saw countries across the region as a tributary state. You're listening to Radio Islam. Shukran for listening. We'll continue with the program.